Hey everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Howler Radio. I'm George Qureshi, one of the editors of Howler Magazine, and since this is a new thing we're doing, I just want to take a minute to explain what it is you are about to hear. If you've picked up a copy of Howler, you know that we are all about telling great stories about soccer. We are constantly asking our writers to give us scenes and characters and quotes because these are the elements that transform pieces of news into a narrative. We love good writing, but sometimes it's nice to listen to a story, to actually hear people in their own words and the sounds of the environment in which they live and watch soccer. And so for this, our very first episode, we've got one of these stories for you. It comes from a journalist named Robert Andrew Powell, who had a piece in the first issue of Howler. It was an excerpt from his fabulous book, which is called This Love Is Not for Cowards, Salvation in Soccer in Ciudad Juarez. Back in August, we decided to send Robert down to Mexico so he could write a profile about Hercules Gomez. Now, he ended up sleeping on Herc's couch for about a week while he reported that story, and if you want to know more about that, you're going to have to read issue 2, which will be out in January. But while he was in Mexico, Robert caught a match at what is without doubt the most hostile soccer environment in North America. I'm talking about Azteca Stadium, and it wasn't just any game. This was a match that U.S. soccer fans are going to be talking about for a long, long time. Here is Robert Andrew Powell.
It's USA versus Mexico, and for a fan of the U.S. team, there's no bigger rival than Mexico. It's our enemy, you know. It's the team that we hate, and that we're competitive with. For the last few years, we've had the upper hand on them, but historically, they've had the upper hand on us. The last time we played in the Azteca, Charlie Davies shut up the entire 105-seat stadium by scoring the first goal.
Davies in, Davies shot! Davies goal! Goal for the United States at Azteca! Only the fourth man.
But Mexico still won. I mean, it's been impossible for us to win in Mexico, ever. In part because it's so impossible, going there seems just more attractive to me, just to see a game. With these two bitter rivals in a place where the U.S. has never won, where, I don't know, the specter of violence looms slightly over everything. When I arrived outside the stadium, I got there a little too early, like 4 hours before kickoff. And already there were vendors out selling pistachios and whistles and tattoos that are sort of painted on. I've never seen that, like silk screening a tattoo under your skin. They had all the booths set up with Mexico jerseys and absolutely no U.S. jerseys or U.S. hats. Like, this was not a visitor-friendly environment. It was crowded and it was very hot. The elevation in Mexico City is way up there. It wasn't the hottest day, and yet the sun felt very intense. And riot police were gathering troops of riot police in all their armor that makes them look like baseball catchers. And yet it wasn't intimidating. It was just atmospheric. That's the way I would say. For the first several hours, I didn't see a single person that I could identify as an American fan. I know a lot of people probably have a U.S. citizenship, but they were there to root for the Mexican team. And I was looking around. I mean, you know, finally, about an hour before the game kicked off, you know, I was checking out everyone, and finally, I saw one guy in the distance.
Hey, yo, gringo. Why are you here in Mexico?
I lived here for 7 years. My wife is Mexican.
Okay.
And so we come here for vacation a lot. And
all right. Is she here tonight?
No, she's not here. My brother-in-law is Mexican. I'm waiting for him.
Okay. Will he be rooting for Mexico?
I'll be rooting for Mexico, sure.
All right. This is my first time here. Can you tell me what to expect as an American fan on the inside?
I gotta tell you, I was never that. When I lived here, it seemed more dangerous if you go to a match between two Mexico City teams.
Okay.
That seems more dangerous. Two times I came, maybe make fun of me a little bit, but I never felt at all, you know,
you're dressed up. I got the chance to go to the U.S. practice yesterday, and Tim Howard answered some questions, and he was like, going off memory, so I don't want to put the wrong word in Tim Howard's mouth, but he was like, describe in one word the attitude toward the U.S. team, and he said contempt. Mm-hmm. Is that the way it feels? Like, I mean, is it? You tell me. Like,
I don't know. I mean, my personal opinion is it's contempt, but in the good sense of the word, in the real sporting sense of the word, in the sense that they really would hate to lose the United States. I don't think it's contempt in that. I mean, there's no violence. There's no, you know. So I mean, I think they do respect the U.S. team. Yeah. That's part of it. They didn't respect the U.S. team.
We just had a good run of almost 10 years, right?
Yeah, not the past couple years.
Yeah,
but,
right.
So I think it's contempt in the true rivalry sense. That's my impression is that. I mean, it's a big rivalry. Therefore, it's really an intense atmosphere. But from my perspective, it goes up to what, like, in a sporting sense.
Right.
Not that they.
And then I met a gaggle of Duke students, some of them soccer players, all of them fans. One of them was here working at an NGO, and they'd all come down to visit, and they saw that the U.S. was playing, so they thought it was quite good luck that they were in town when the U.S. was coming in to play at the Aztec.
I'm really excited. Like, this is going to be really, really fun.
Why? I mean,
it's like, gravity. Like, there's, what, 120,000 people here?
We're outnumbered, like, 1,000 to 1. This is one of those things, like, just, like, it's Azteca. You don't turn down a chance to come watch USA play here. We're going to maybe, we'll see what happens. But
we're
going
to win.
They've only ever lost one time.
We're going to win.
Mexico's only ever lost one time in the stadium. It's
huge. Not to us. And do you guys feel any fear being here?
No.
Oh, we're going to spit on me.
I expect to get spit on and have beer jumped on me, but I don't expect to be hurt.
Yeah. I hope we, like, just don't throw any, like, water bottles at us.
Yeah.
That'll be fine. All speaking right. Enough Spanish to avoid getting killed.
So I go into the Azteca right before kickoff, up to the sequestered U.S. section, way in the upper balcony in a corner. it's a small area of bleachers surrounded by a chain link fence topped with barbed wire. And along the fence on every side is a row of riot police. There weren't many of us there. And soon after I got there, I was joined by a guy named Daniel Nickelbein. He's a exchange student from Minnesota. He'd been in Mexico for all of a week, and he saw that the team was playing, and so he showed up at the stadium in his jersey with his flag, and he was going to sit with his friends down in the lower bowl. Everybody started attacking him. They took his flag. They tried to rip his jersey, and so the police actually moved him up into the sequestered U.S. section for his own safety, and we watched the game, and it was fantastically exciting. It was 0-0 well beyond halftime, and Mexico was playing a lot better, but maybe 10 minutes left or so, the USA scored.
Now he's got a chance to run. It's Shea. Just lost control at the vital moment, plays it in towards Boyd, and the USA do have the lead. And it's a Roscoe Fiscal, can you believe that, who's poked it over the line with 11 minutes to go. What about that?
And that was the point where I got my microphone knocked out of my hand by a beer. But I'm back. And this microphone now smells like beer. As do I. That was worth it.
God, I'm drenched. Rich, but it was so worth it.
This guy, I got a direct hit. Oh my God, we're winning. 10 minutes.
Ten minutes.
This after the U.S. scored, you know, these Mexican people that I love so much didn't really return the love as much as I'd hoped. And they got really hostile. We were just getting pelted with beer and pelted with cups and anything. And the fans were rushing down to the chain link fence and just swearing at us. And you know, one guy asked me to go outside to fight. And, you know, I was like, we were outside already.
madre!
¿Qué? Uno, ¿qué? Cero.
Afuera.
Ok.
Uno, uno,
and I, you know, I just told him 1-0 scoreboard. The police, though, they were getting nervous. They were getting more nervous than I was for some reason.
Beautiful. All right, what's up? What happened?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't even know who scored that, but wow. The U.S. is up 1-0. Got about 8 minutes to hold them. Come on. Here we go.
Well, the crowd, like I said, was going much more hostile. They started to cannibalize themselves and take out their anger on themselves, and there were fights breaking out. And the police, the riot police, just made the decision that if we stayed, we were in trouble. And so even with 5 minutes left on the clock, they ordered all the American fans out. Like, they set up a, I don't know what you would call it, a blockade, like lines of police to march the Americans out of the stadium before the game ended, just for the safety of the Americans.
Estoy prensa. Adios. Señor, estoy prensa.
You know, I flexed my magical press credential and got out of the blockade and went over to the press box, which is outside.
Estoy prensa. Prensa. We weren't allowed to watch the end of the game, which is great. That's never happened before. There's a real good chance Mexico could score and deflate all this, but I hope not. Bueno, what a save by Howard. What a save by Howard. We're in the last minute of regulation.
Mexico was playing really well. They've been playing really well. They've been dominating the whole game. And late in the game, they're taking shots, you know, point blank on the U.S. net. But our goalie, Tim Howard, came up big. It was clutch. It was thrilling. I mean, I was nervous as I could be, but we'd never had a lead that late, let alone one. And so that alone was exciting.
And I'm back. We're in stoppage time. Mexicans don't look happy. There's a whistle. We're going to take our time with this kick. I was going to set up his ball. We're going to win this game. Here we go. Blow it. Come on. Fucking ref, they don't want to see it. Blow it. Whistle. Yes.
It's the reason why I love sports. It's the triumph of the human condition. It shows that if you work hard and keep trying, you can do something that seems impossible. The U.S. had never, ever won in Mexico, much less in Estadio Azteca. And it didn't seem like we ever could win in Estadio Azteca, and we did. And it was a friendly, but I don't care. And I don't think anyone who's a fan of the U.S. team really cared either. It was a great moment. It's the sort of thing that makes me happy to be a human being, which I know sounds grandiose. It does, though, you know? Like, I don't know of anything that's more important than that. Or you know, sports mean a lot to me.
Thank you to the fearless Robert Andrew Powell. Check out his book, This Love Is Not for Cowards. You can read an excerpt from it in Howler Issue 1, and you can read his profile of Hercules Gomez in Howler Issue 2, which will be out in January. You can purchase both at our website, howlermagazine.com. We have a couple more episodes of Howler Radio on the way, including an investigation into the nearly ubiquitous chant, "You suck, asshole," as well as a close look at what may be Major League Soccer's most heated rivalry. No, not Seattle against Portland. I'm talking about LA San Jose. So if you enjoyed this, please subscribe to our feed in iTunes and check back soon. Thank you to the Howler Singers for recording our jingle. They are Matt Morello, Matty Fasano, Greg Rodriguez, Diana Hill, and they are led by Lindsay Elliott, who is not a bad soccer player himself. The producer of Howler Radio is the multi-talented, ever-patient, and extremely hardworking Matthew Nelson. That's all for now. Thank you for listening. I'm George Qureshi, signing off.